Woodward said, "We're not here to argue, we're here to discuss strategies as the game starts at 7. The boys were excused from classes that day for rest and go over their plans. Mr. Woodworth informed them to be in the gym and suited up by 6:30. And of course, the whole school was excited when the Silver Academy came over to play a Culver City Academy. That was always the big thing. And a lot of the people came over that weren't playing on the team. So they had sort of had a rooting section. And Skeeter, every time he'd look at these basketball players, they looked bigger and bigger all the time. And the smaller he seemed to get. Finally, he told Bowie, he says, "Well, I'm glad I'm not playing." He said, "Those guys are so big," he said, "if they step on me, they'd squash me." He says, "Yeah, me too." He said, "Let Hugo go out there and fight him." That evening, before 6:30, just after supper, Skeeter went to his room. He had almost forgotten about Jackie sitting there doing his studying. "Jackie," he says, "Yeah, you going to go to the game?" "No, no." He said, "I got some work to do." He said, "If I went to the game, they'd probably all stop and turn their heads the other way." He said, "No, they wouldn't, Jackie." He said, "They wouldn't talk to you, but," he said, "why don't you come?" "No, I'm not going to go." He said, "They don't want me there, and I'm not going." "I want you there, Jackie." "Well, I know, Skeeter, but I'm not going anyway." He says, "You go ahead." He said, "I hope you win. I hope you get to play, Skeeter." He said, "I won't." He said, "I'm too much of a shrimp." He said, "Well," he said, "they do need big guys." There was a knock at the door. "Hey!" Skeeter opened the door. I said, "Hey." He said, "You guys ready?" He says, "Come on, Skeeter." He said, "Are you going to suit up?" I said, "Yeah, but I'm not going to play." Mike and John were already suited up. Pretty soon, Bowie comes down and Brandface, where that is, they were going down to get suited up. And finally, Hugo Barnes joined him. And finally, as Jackie looked out the door, he saw all the kids going. And he could hardly keep back the tears because now the dormitory was empty. In fact, he was alone, except for one other voice that he heard down the hall. He heard Crackers. And he kept listening, and she was saying something. He didn't know what was going on. He says, "What do you want, Crackers?" Crackers just looked, cocked her head from one side to the other. "What do you want?" He said, "I'll tell you what we'll do." He said, "You come with me." He says, "The two of us." He says, "You can be in my room while they're gone." So he picked up the cage, and as he set it down, the door jarred open. And as he was doing his studying, he kept thinking about the basketball game, and every so often he'd hear a cheer. And finally he looked over towards the cage, and he saw that Crackers was out on the dresser. And Jackie got rather angry, and he started talking. He said, "If I just knew who did it!" Crackers looked. "Hey, Hugo did it. Hugo did it. Hugo did it. Hugo. Hey, I bet you're right." He says, "I bet you're right." He said, "Let's go over to the basketball game." He put Crackers on his shoulder. He says, "Come on." They came up the back way, went up the steps, and sat way in the back. It was rather dark back there, and he sat down so nobody would see him. Mr. Woodward was down on the floor, and all of a sudden, when Jackie looked, just two seats ahead of him sat the headmaster. He kind of slouched down in his seat. He didn't want to be seen, with Crackers on his shoulders. Finally, the referees came out, announced the players, and of course everyone cheered for Hugo Barnes and Horace and the rest of them, as they did for the other team, did for their players. So finally the referees blew the whistle, and during the first quarter the big guys ran off with the ball. Hugo Barnes couldn't do much by himself, neither could Horace, and the rest of them were doing their best, but these were big fellows. And it ended up, at the first quarter, 6-2. Mr. Woodworth went down. He said, boys, he says, you're going to have to do better than that. He said, they're big guys. He says, you're going to have to keep the ball down. He says, you get it up. He said, make them come down after it. Skeeter, who was in that, he said, yeah. He said, if I were out there, they'd really have to come down. He said, they get on their hands and knees. That's what they'd have to do. He said, Mr. Woodward, could I go out there, please? He said, Skeeter, look. He said, we're losing already. He said, getting you out there, he said, it'd make it even worse. Mike, who was also suited up, he said, Skeeter and I could go out there. The others kind of giggled. He says, yeah. He says, to get squashed. The second quarter started. Mr. Woodworth went up in the stands. He wanted to see what the headmaster had to say about it. Sat down beside him. The headmaster looked at him. He says, we're having little problems. He says, yeah. He says, you know, I wish Jackie were out there. He's a good player. He said, I've been thinking about that too. He says, I wonder who did it. And as soon as Crackers heard that, Hugo did it, Hugo did it. Mr. Woodworth and the headmaster turned around. Jackie slouched way down. Mr. Woodworth looked at him. He says, Jackie. He says, hello. He says, well, I didn't know you were here. He says, who did you say did it? Jackie looked at him. He said, well, I think Hugo Barnes did it. He said, Crackers keep saying it. Maybe Crackers saw him do it. He says, yes, Jackie. He says, I remember grading the paper, and it looked very suspicious if somebody knew answers but didn't know how to work problems. He said, but I can't prove it on that basis. He said, well, I bet I could. The headmaster turned around. He says, what do you mean, Jackie? He said, well, if you get a Hugo Barnes in a room and tell him you have a witness that saw him do it, he said, I bet he'd confess. He said, you mean bring a parrot into a room and have him confess in front of a parrot? No, just tell him you have somebody who saw him do it and see what he says. They looked at each other. The headmaster smiled. He said, well, Mr. Woodworth, he said, it's worth a try. He said, we certainly don't want to punish the wrong people. He says, no. He says, I'll do it at the half. At the half, it was 10-6. They were still behind. It was a very low score. Finally, in the dressing room, Mr. Woodworth was giving the team a pep talk, and he said, Hugo, I need to see you alone for a minute. They went into a little ante room. He said, sit down, Hugo. Hugo sat on a table. He said, what is it, Mr. Woodworth? I don't know how to tell you this, but I have a witness that saw you take the answer sheet out of my desk and put it in Jackie's desk. Hugo just about fell over backwards. He says, what? He says, there wasn't anybody around. Yes? He says, I don't know anything about it. He said, may I call in Horace? He said, sure. Horace, come in here.
What is it, Mr. Woodward? He said, I'm sorry, I'm going to get out there. He said, we're going to beat him.
I'm not talking about that now. Sit down. I have a witness who saw you and Hugo go down and take the answer sheet out of my desk and put it in Jackie's.
Oh, there was nobody around.
The boys looked at each other. Well, Hugo? There isn't any witness. All right, Hugo, Horace, either you confess and tell me the truth or I'm going to bring a witness in here. The boys turned red and then a dark blue.
You better tell him, Hugo.
Said, I told you it wasn't a good idea.
Keep quiet.
Said, I'm not going to keep quiet. He said, I told you it was a bad idea.
Well, Hugo, do I bring the witness in or not? No. He said, it was just a joke. He said, we're getting even with Jackie. Well, Hugo Barnes, get that suit off and go to your room. You're confined. Hugo, the same. He said, the first thing in the morning, said, I want you to report to the headmaster. Yes, sir. Mr. Woodward went down on the floor. Boys, I have a confession to make to all of you. One of our best players has been accused of something he didn't do, and I want to be the first to apologize. Most of the boys that go to school here know that Jackie Anderson was accused of stealing an answer sheet, which I found in his desk. That was totally untrue. The boys who did it, by their own confession, was Hugo Barnes and Horace. And there was a groan and then silence. Said, in light of that fact, Hugo Barnes and Horace are confined immediately to their rooms. They will not finish the rest of the game. Skeeter said, yay! He said, but the game will continue. He went over. Jackie was standing there by him. Mr. Woodward looked at him. He says, get suited up, Jackie. He said, me? Yes, sir. And he tore off like a shotgun blast and got dressed and came out. He says, you're in charge, Jackie. He said, well, we still need one more. He said, how about me, huh? He said, Jackie, we do the old statue play, remember? He says, yeah, you and Mike. Mr. Woodward says, Jackie, you're out of your mind, the two little shorties? He says, look, we have a play, we call it the statue play. Skeeter and I used to practice it. He says, look, those guys are big. He says, I and John and the others, see, and Mike will get down, and we'll bend down, and as Skeeter gets the ball, he runs right on our backs, right up to the basket, and drops it in. Well, you think that's legal? He said, I looked in the books, there's nothing against it. All right, we'll try it. So when the five of them got out there, the Silver City boys almost laughed, because they saw little old Skeeter, Mike, and of course, Jackie, and John and the others out there, and Bowie, weren't too big either. Those big guys looked down. He says, hey, you better keep out of our way. We'll squash you. He says, you look like bugs way down there. Skeeter looked up. He says, yeah. He said, but you got farther to fall. He says, we don't intend to fall. Jackie jumped for the ball, and he jumped a little bit higher than the other guy and knocked it over to Skeeter. The big guy that was guarding Skeeter, he says, where are you going with the shorty? He said, I'll show you in a minute. And he was dribbling the ball, the big guy started after him because all he was going to just reach down and take it away from him. But Skeeter was fast, and he was dribbling, and he went right through his legs, and as the big boy looked around, Skeeter was halfway down the court. Skeeter said, all right, boys! Jackie rushed down there, and John Rhythm, they bent over. Skeeter rushed down and went right up their backs, dropped it in for a basket. And the boys all looked, and then they didn't even know what happened. The big guy said, time out. They went over to the referee. He says, is that legal? The referees got out their books. He said, doesn't say you can't do that. He says, well, what kind of a game is this? He said, well, it's legal. He says, all right, fellas. He says, we're going to really have to watch them this time. Really watch them. So when they got the ball again, the big guys had the ball this time. And they didn't have to worry about anything. But before they went to play, Jackie looked at Skeeter. He said, Skeeter, remember that old play where I bounced the ball and you come in from behind? He said, yeah, I got it. He said, be ready at the basket, Jackie. So as the big fellow was dribbling the ball down, he looked around. He says, keep out of my way, you little guys. I might step on you. Skeeter came from behind, right through his legs, and as the guy was bouncing the ball, he kept bouncing with his hand and the ball was gone. He looked around. He said, hey! And they saw Skeeter running down the court with the ball. Hey! Skeeter yelled, Jackie! Jackie says, over here! And he threw him the ball, and they dropped it in. And now the score was tied. And the boys were beginning to yell, Skeeter! Yay, Skeeter! Skeeter took his hands above his head and waved to him and took bows. Jackie grabbed him and says, cut it out! He said, well, we're winning! He said, not yet! He says, the game isn't over. The game was finally just a few minutes away from the end, and the score was still tied. And now the big fellas had the ball. Jackie asked for time out. Mr. Woodward came over. He says, brilliant game, boys. He says, Skeeter, that was terrific. He says, what are you going to do now? He said, I don't know. He said, they know all of our tricks. He said, I know what. He said, they'll think I'm going to get the ball. He said, Mike, you get it, okay? He said, you stay in back and I'll stay in front. And he said, we're bound to get it. He said, how do we know who's going to have it? He said, that big guy. He said, that big giant. He said, he always gets the ball because they let him throw it in. So they called time in, and the big fellas had the ball, and all they were going to do is just play for time. They were throwing the ball back and forth, back and forth, and finally one of the big fellas started dribbling it down court. Skeeter and Mike got on each side of him, and he couldn't look two places at once. And as he was dribbling, all of a sudden, as he was bouncing it again, his hand bounced down, but he didn't hit the ball because it was gone. He looked around quickly, and down the court, there was Skeeter with the ball again, just a bouncing, ready to go. He said, Jackie! Jackie knew it was coming. He threw Jackie the ball, and as Jackie shot, the ball hit the rim. And it was going around and around, and everybody watched, held their breaths. Skeeter was blowing. And all of a sudden, it almost stopped, and then slowly went inside the basket and down. The end of the game, the whistle blew, and the game was over. And the boys all crowded down, the boys from Culver City, around Skeeter and Jackie and Bowie and all of them, carried them off the field on their shoulders. And Skeeter, of course, he just loved that. He was waving and yelling to them all and so forth. And finally, when they got to the dressing room and got cleaned up, it was the first time Jackie and Skeeter ever thought about Hugo Barnes and Horace. Mr. Woodward's just leaving. Jackie looked up. Mr. Woodward, what's going to happen to Hugo and Horace? I don't know. But whatever it is, it won't be too good. The boys were carried off the field, and of course they knew that Horace and Hugo would be called before the headmaster. And as they walked later on to their rooms, Skeeter almost felt sorry for Hugo. Jackie, he said, what do you think is going to happen to him? He said, I don't know. He said, but I suppose they'll kick him out. See, he said, you know, as much as we fight, he said, I'm going to miss that big old ox. And finally, Mogai looked up with puzzled eyes. You know, happy, big pale face with fire in hair, get kicked out? He said, not really. He said, I kind of feel sorry for him. Well, said Jackie, we'll find out in the morning. In the morning, bright and early, Hugo and Horace came down to Mr. Woodward's office. Come in. The boys walked in, said, I just talked to the headmaster. You're to go over to his house immediately. Yes, sir. Hugo started to walk out. Mr. Woodward, before I go, I don't know what's going to happen, but I want to say I'm sorry for what I did. I know it was wrong. He says, I know that you've tried to teach us better than that. Yes, Hugo, I thought that you were an honest boy. And, Horace, you too.
I'm awful sorry, too, about it. He said, I didn't mean to do it.
He says, well, you may not have meant to do it, but you did it. And you're going to have to pay the consequences. And I accept your apology, both of you. Yes, sir. The boys went over to the headmaster. There was an upperclassman who always worked the outer office. He opened the door. Oh, it's you. He said, come on in, you cheaters. The boys didn't even respond. He said, I'll see if the headmaster will see you. He said, why he'd want to even see you is beyond me. He opened the door and walked in. The headmaster had been working at his desk. So Hugo Barnes and his friend Horace are here. He looked up. Show them in immediately. He came out. He said, all right, go on in. The two boys walked in, closed the door, and stood by the door. The headmaster looked up over his glasses. Hugo Barnes, come here. Yes, sir. He says, Horace, come here.
Yes, sir.
he stood up. And as he stood up, he was working with the ruler. He took the ruler and broke it in half. He said, I'm disgusted with you two boys. He said, is that all we taught you at this school? He said, the one thing we pride ourselves on is honesty. And he says, you disgraced not only the school, but your dormitory and me and everybody else. Yes, sir. Hugo Barnes, you're a lieutenant. Yes, sir. Horace, you're a sergeant.
Yes, sir.
He said, I should expel you, but I'm not. That's too easy. He said, that's letting you get off too easy. He says, I want you on the parade ground in full uniform. He says, at 10 o'clock. That's all. Yes, sir. They turned and left. Right after the first class, there was a notice on the bulletin board. And all the boys were crowded around. He said, you want to know what's on there, Jackie? He said, yeah. He got on his hands and knees, crawled up. He says, all boys will be required to be in full uniform and on the parade grounds at exactly 10 o'clock sharp. Wow. He said, what's, we don't go, we... He got down on his hands and knees and crawled back. What is it, Skeeter? He said, we got to get dressed now. He said, we got to be on the parade ground at 10 o'clock. Everybody. He said, but we don't go out on the parade. He said, Jackie, you want to argue with the headmaster? No, sir. He said, well, then you better go up and get dressed. He says, come on. And finally, all the boys began scampering around to their dormitories. And he says, I don't know why we're getting dressed up. We've got a class. Mike said, well, it's canceled. He said, can't you read? John looked at me. He says, yeah, can you? He says, sure. He said, well, then we better get going. They passed Skeeter and Jackie and Bowie and Brandface around the corner and into their room. And in a few minutes, the boys were putting on their uniform, because one day a week they always had drill in full uniform. It was blue with white belts, white shirt, black tie, and a hat that matched. Skeeter put it on. And as he smiled into the mirror, he said, you little rascal, you are just as handsome as they come. Jackie looked over there and says, who are you talking to? He said, that guy in the mirror. Jackie walked over there, who? He said, that guy right there. He said, he's handsome? Yeah. How dare you talk to me like that? He said, I'm not talking to you. He said, you wish to? No, I'm talking to that guy in the mirror. He said, boy, he's a fright. Jackie said, I'm gonna let you have it. Jackie laughed. He said, I didn't mean to, just joking. He said, you know, someday I'll not be just a private. He said, someday I'll be General Skeeter. General Skeeter? He said, yeah, you can work up to be a general at this place. He said, well, right now you're a private and you'll probably stay a private. He said, but we better hurry up. As the boys scampered down the steps, there were hundreds of boys coming from all dormitories, all in uniform. They looked up at the clouds. The lightning and the thunder was clattering the sky. He said, boy, if we get wet, he said, our suits are going to shrink. He says, well, maybe it'll fit you then. He said, Jackie, you've been picking on me again. Skeeter said, Jackie looked at him. He said, yeah, I'm an old hen. I'm always picking at people. He said, you can say that again. Jackie looked at him and said, how dare you talk to me like that? He said, hey, those are my words. Oh, he says, you're impossible. Finally, they heard the whistle. And of course, Hugo Barnes was their leader in their squad. And this time they had one of the boys from the other dormitories who was a lieutenant. And finally, when they all assembled, the clouds began to look darker and the thunder began to get louder. Here and there was a little drop of rain. Jackie looked over at Skeeter. He said, boy, if the headmaster can get out here and get this over, we're going to get wet. Pretty soon, they saw the headmaster come forward. The boys were all at attention, standing in a straight line, quiet as a mouse. The only thing they could hear was the burst of thunder, and here and there a raindrop. Hugo Barnes? Yes, sir. Horace? Yes, sir. Please step forward. They took 10 steps forward, saluted, stopped, turned around, and faced the other boys. The headmaster came forward. Boys, I call this special meeting to take away the stripes that have been given to two boys who have disgraced their uniform. At this time, I am forced to rip off the stripes from Hugo Barnes and Horace. Mr. Woodworth. Mr. Woodworth came forward, reached over and grabbed Hugo's sleeve, ripped the bars off, ripped them off his shoulders and on the hat. There was a burst of lightning and then thunder. And they did the same thing to Horace. Skeeter could even see that in his eyes, Hugo had not the raindrops that were falling, but tears. And finally, when the headmaster concluded the disgraceful conduct of these two members, he says, "All right, it looks like it's going to rain. Dismissed." And the boys took out a running as fast as they could go. Skeeter was the first one of his bunch to hit the porch, and as he looked back, it was pouring down rain. And standing there in the middle of the field, he saw one solitary person. It was Hugo Barnes. The rest of the boys rushed upstairs. Skeeter stood on the porch. "Hugo! Hugo!" Couldn't even hear. Jackie.